For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's do it. Today's assignment, we're ranking, we're listing off the seven AFC playoff teams for 2024. Four division winners, three wild cards. Will the Pittsburgh Steelers make the cut? Let's go around the room and do the AFC East. I'll start. I'm going with the New York Jets. I'm picking Aaron Rodgers after missing all of last year. Just came out with the American flag on 9/11. Four plays later, busted Achilles. Then he went on McAfee, and he started talking about conspiracy theories and craziness and running for president with Robert Kennedy, who I just learned is married to the woman
Cheryl Hines
from Curb Your Enthusiasm. That was news to me. Beefed up their O-line, which is really important. Here comes Tyron Smith from Dallas. Our old friend Morgan Moses from Baltimore. John Simpson at guard. And defense, I think, now that they don't have to be on the field for 35 to 40 minutes a game, pretty damn good. Even with the Hassan Reddick holdout. You've got Quincy Williams, C.J. Mosley, Sauce Gardner, good corners. The Jets are going to go from one of the league's laughing stocks to an 11-win team in 2024. Malzi?
AFC East division winner. Is it even boring anymore? I feel like these guys are getting doubted as even a playoff caliber team. You got Josh Allen, you still got more than a puncher's chance. I don't love Keon Coleman, but I also don't hate that pick. I've seen people call him Kelvin Benjamin 2.0, which seems a little harsh.
Is he overweight? Like,
no, they just
Kelvin
think
Benjamin?
That the body type is going to eventually lead to that because he's 6'5", basically. No,
and they both went to Florida State?
Yeah, I think that's a little unfair. I like Ray Davis a lot for the Bills, but this is really just an endorsement of Josh Allen still. That guy can win you a lot of football games by himself, regardless of what is around him. And you know what I think might liberate him a little bit? This is a little bit of Ewing theory.
Diggs gone.
I think he and Diggs, it was a marriage of convenience. And for a while, I think they genuinely got along. But then Diggs clearly was sick of him, and he was clearly sick of Stephon Diggs. And maybe that just frees him up a little bit. I'll take the Bills still to win that division.
Donnie?
Pony, we're together. I'm taking the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. I'm drinking that Aaron Rodgers Kool-Aid, whatever it may be in it. May have, like, therapeutic
ayahuasca.
Vomit or something like that.
Is Fireman Ed back on the bandwagon with them again?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
What a loser.
Yeah, he drinks the stuff that makes it feel like all of his relatives are rubbing his toes. Remember he said that? Or rubbing his feet?
Yeah, he's hiding in his treehouse, whatever he wants to do.
I thought you meant Fireman Ed was doing that.
Well, he might do it too, for all I know. I'm going to assume that Aaron Rodgers at least stays mostly healthy for this season. I like the Jets defense a ton. I know Pony listed through a lot of the names. They impressed me a lot last season, given all they had to deal with that offense.
They beat Philly with no quarterback
play.
Sorry,
and
Seth.
For the first time since January of 2003, the Jets will host a playoff game.
And they have the longest playoff drought in the NFL. They haven't been there since 2010 when they got beat by the Steelers in the AFC title game. AFC North, sorry Steelers fans. Sorry people like me who live and die with them. I'm taking the Bengals. Are we going to make it a clean sweep on Cincy here? I'm curious to hear what you guys think. We're not, all right?
I mean, do you want to state your case for them?
I love the move. You get Burrow back, that's obviously the biggest story. But they needed to get better defensively. From up the road in Newcastle, Geno Stone, who had all those picks last year in Baltimore, he's now their free safety. They drafted, I think, intelligently. They drafted the kid in the first round, who you love, Malzi.
He
got hurt. They brought Trent Brown in to play right tackle. They still got Orlando Brown at left tackle. The Brown bookends. So I think Burrow is good enough to take them from, seven or eight wins to 10 or 11. And with the Baltimore Ravens having the hardest schedule or the third hardest schedule in the NFL, I think that helps Cincinnati get to that mountaintop. So Cincy in the AFC North. You?
Baltimore. I love the Derrick Henry ad. I think he's going to find a mini fountain of youth in that offense where teams have to account for Lamar as a runner. I think another year in Monken's offense, Lamar gets a little bit better as a passer. His accuracy, although he absolutely misses throws, is still, when you just look at the stats, definitely above average among NFL starting quarterbacks. I like the Henry addition there. I think they have obvious issues that they're going to have to solve with the offensive line as far as newcomers. They lost Patrick Queen, but they still have the better of their two inside backers. And this is probably a little bit in the mists here, Donnie, but I just trust John Harbaugh to find a way to win probably 11, maybe even 12 games with this team, because I think the guy, like his quarterback, is just a damn tough out in the regular season. I'll take Baltimore.
I'm in lockstep again with Andrew Filippone. Now I'm starting to worry.
Let's go.
A little bit. Pony, you said that Joe Burrow takes the Bengals from being like an 8-win team. Well, technically they were a 9-win team last season because the whole division finished above 500.
Yep.
I think he takes them to a 12-win team. I may not like his nicknames. The guy's a damn good quarterback. For my money, he's the second best in the league at his position, only behind the guy who may be the greatest of all time when it's all said and done. Cincinnati also gets a little bit of a reprieve when it comes to the schedule because they finished in fourth last season. They will They will at least have a couple of games that are easier to check off if their quarterback is back and healthy. I'm going Cincy.
Like Sunday against New England being chief among them, that's a layup for them, and no one else in the division gets to play them. AFC South, clean sweep on Houston?
Actually, yes, for me at
Don,
least.
Don?
Yes.
We're all drinking the Texans' Kool-Aid. AFC West, anybody want to go against the Chiefs?
Nope.
All right, so we're Donnie and I have the same four AFC division winners. Let's go through our wild cards. I have the Ravens. I have the Bills, and then my kind of outlier team is the Chargers. I like Jim Harbaugh eventually to put it together there. There are holes on that roster, like at wide receiver, where Josh Palmer and Ladd McConkey are their big guys, their studs. It's, from a talent perspective, easily one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL, with a coach who has known nothing but success at the NFL level. The bar is probably 10 wins. I think the Broncos and Raiders in their division aren't very good. Makes their life easier, unlike the Steelers, who are in a four-team division. I like them a little bit more than I like the Jaguars. They were the other team I considered here for that final playoff spot. I think Herbert gets back with much better coaching. There is a huge, we're talking about Arthur Smith and Matt Canada, the gulf between them, Staley to Harbaugh, gigantic upgrade. And that's what gets the Chargers to the playoffs. So Ravens, Bills, and Chargers fill out my top seven. Malzi?
I mean, in the interest of just being on time here in this segment, you and I have the exact same seven playoff teams. Because I have the Jets making it as a wild card. I have Cincy as my first wild card, maybe losing a division tiebreaker to the Ravens for a lot of the reasons you like them. Donnie had the great point about the fourth place schedule. I have the Jets because if Rodgers comes back and is motivated, he is still probably one of the eight best quarterbacks in the NFL, and their defense is nasty. And then I'll tell you who I considered. I thought about Indianapolis with Richardson, but his health situation sort of scared me off because I have him on my fantasy teams, and if he stays healthy, they might well make the playoffs. They might still have a 9-8 record and miss. I think he's going to be on the rise. I thought about the Dolphins, but just something there feels off. I also thought briefly about Jacksonville. I did not seriously consider the Steelers or the Browns. Here's the thing with the Chargers. Do you happen to know off the top of your head, Pony? Donnie, either of you can answer. What do you think San Francisco's record was the year before he took over?
I think they won four games.
6-10.
6-10.
He jumped them to 13-3 his first year on the job. I know people have laughed.
He's a quirky guy.
He's a weird guy, but you're right. All he knows is how to win. He's got Ladd McConkey, who I think is going to be immediately good. Herbert's a top five quarterback and probably top three pure talent-wise. He's up there with Mahomes and Josh Allen, in my opinion, as just like being an alien for the position, even more so than Jackson, in a sense. I also look at their running backs, Edwards and Dobbins. They've got a good line that they've drafted, like a quality offensive line. They're going to get back to simplifying football, ground and pound. They've got two teams in that division that might not be worth a crap. that I think they should go 4-0 against. Harbaugh is absolutely a good enough coach to split with the Chiefs in the regular season, I think. And that just all spells them getting a wild card.
Don?
Chris, for you not picking Indianapolis, I had that in my personal odds of like minus 500 that you would have them in the playoffs.
I heard you, Richardson man.
Yes, I heard you off air say I got a couple spicy ones. I thought, okay, well, he's going to put Indy in because he's
right. I thought he copied my list.
Well, no, I thought the Chargers was a spicy one. I even thought maybe the Jets was, but then as soon as you guys all picked them to win the division, I realized that wasn't spicy. And then Pony picked the Chargers and picked the exact same seven playoff teams.
See, I feel like I'm the outlier at this point for not having the Chargers in there.
All right, so who are your three wild cards? Don, are you going to put the Steelers in?
No, I am not. The Ravens will be the top wild card in the AFC. They will be the 5 seed after narrowly missing out on the division title. And then the other two wild card teams also reside in the AFC East. The Dolphins will be the 6, the Bills will be the 7. The Dolphins will, of course, crap themselves in the playoffs because they'll have to play in cold weather. But I think they'll be too good in the regular season to not get in. And the Bills, yeah, a lot of questions about the rest of their offense, but they have one of the most talented guys at quarterback.
What the hell are we doing? Between the three of us, we picked 21 playoff teams, and 20 of them are the same. There's one team that's an outlier. That's it.
I think the AFC is a lot more predictable than the NFC. That's how I'm going to describe it. If we did NFC, I would have. You want to talk about spicy?
I've already seen a Falcons in the Super Bowl prediction for the NFC.
From?
I think some guy named John Boyes, who used to work for like SB Nation. He said that the conference is deeply troubled at a fundamental level and that chaos will reign supreme in the NFC.
All right, Don. Those are PM Team Power Rankings.
A lot of chalk there. I just...
Is it?
I just feel weird that the three of us came to largely the same conclusions with a couple like deck chairs shuffled around here.
Well, how would you have the teams ranked 1 through 7?
Like in terms of the best teams?
What, yeah, like the seeding.
I actually ranked it in order. I put Kansas City, Houston, Baltimore, Buffalo, because I did put the division winners, I guess, up high. No, I'll move Cincinnati ahead of Buffalo. Buffalo stays ahead of the Jets, and then the Chargers are still last on this as the 7th team.
I have Chiefs, Texans, Bengals, Jets, Ravens, Chargers, Bills.
Okay, so we're a little bit different there. I mean, I think the Texans will be the number one seed. C.J. Stroud's my MVP pick. Then Cincy, then Kansas City, then the Jets, then the Ravens, Dolphins, and Bills.
And people should listen to your MVP picks, like the one time you had Derek Carr as your MVP.
Absolutely.
Of the league.
So that means C.J. Stroud will have the worst season of all time, and he'll be, I don't know, I guess traded next offseason.
Well, I also picked C.J. Stroud to win the MVP award, Donnie, so you got that going for you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.